Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, we are so glad. We are so glad for this opportunity to come into your homes, to come into your cars. Amen. To come on the way of our Cypress audience. We are so grateful that this radio station, hey, God bless you, has made it possible for us to come into your homes, to come into your cars, wherever, however you're tuning into us. Yes, the radio station, WWBC 1510. On your AM dial. Listen, I'm going to give you some more information about this later on, because if this station has been a blessing to you, if this station have brought us into your homes, brought us into your cars, I want you to do me a favor. We're in the fundraiser here. We're in the fundraiser. I want you to call into the station, make a pledge. Amen. If this radio station that you're listening to each and every day has been a blessing to you, I want you to call in and make a pledge. You could call and talk to Brother Danny, station radio manager, and he will tell you what to do. Come on. You could call into the radio station. Again, if this radio station has been a blessing to you by listening to us that come on the air here, please call them, call in. And the number is area code 321-632-1000. And make that pledge. Make that pledge. Come on. Make that pledge. If it's been a blessing to you, you got time to do it. You got time to do it. You could do it today, tomorrow, next week. You got time to do it. Make a pledge. Come on, somebody out there. Make a pledge so that we can stay coming into your homes, coming into your cars while you're riding down the road, giving you a word of comfort, listening to a word of comfort, listen to something, that inspiration that will inspire you and take you through the day. Oh, how about that? Come on, don't let us down. We need you. Come on, make a pledge. Make a pledge. No matter how small or how large, but we need you to make that pledge. Again, you can call into the radio station and talk to Brother Danny, the radio station manager. The number, area code 321-632-1000. I'm going to look to hear from you soon. You could call in right now. We're right here to answer. Come on. Make that pledge. All right? Listen, I want to thank God for you, you and you. Thank God for all of you. Amen. Out there in radio land this morning, I want you to know that God is with us. No matter what it looks like, no matter what is going on, God is with us. Be of good courage. Hold your head up high, because God is with you. Amen. It's not what it appears to be. It is just an illusion, and the enemy trying to tell you that it ain't gonna work. It's not gonna work. You're not gonna come out of this. You're gonna come out. It's going to work. I want you to know why. Because all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. Amen. We want to thank God for our friend. We want to thank God for Evangelist Watkins. We want to thank God for everybody. Amen. Our church mothers. Amen. Our prophetess. Amen. Our elders and evangelists. Everybody there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the pastor and founder, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. I want to thank all of you all, those of you that knew about it, those of you that found out about it later. Amen. We want to thank all of you all for what you did on Saturday for us. Praise God. We graduated, amen, with our in divinity, with our doctor's degree in leadership. Amen. We want to thank God for what He has done. Prophetess Doris, God bless you, Dr. Doris. Hallelujah. Gathers, God bless you. Evangelist Dr. Benita Watkins, God bless you. Amen. Thank God and myself on Saturday in the congregation that went over, part of the saints went over, and it was really nice. The graduation was really nice. I want to thank all of you all. Amen. Amen. For just being there, for your support, for your kind of actions and your cards and whatever you have done that Saturday and on yesterday to celebrate, to make this a great grand occasion. Thank God for you. I want to thank Dr. Angel Mitchell. Amen. Dr. Angel Mitchell, we want to send out a God bless you. Praise God. Reaching back. Praise God. Bringing this to the front. Thank you so much. And the dean, we want to thank all of you all. All of you all. And the new people that have met. Hallelujah. Pastor Dr. Gallon, thank you. God bless you. Amen. We want to say thank God. We met a lot of people on Saturday, and God, it was really nice. So again, we want to thank God for what he has done. We want to thank God for his grace, his mercy, and his kindness. Praise our God. We want to say how to God bless you. Happy birthday to Sister Inel. Amen. Our brother Steve. All those that had a birthday this month, we want to say happy birthday to you. Amen. And those of you that had an anniversary, happy anniversary to you. Praise our God. God has been good to us. Listen, I want you to know there is certain things that are going to go on. Listen, get ready. Get ready. I am coming to West Palm Beach. Come on to In His Presence, Pastor Tanya, Pastor Dave. We're coming Friday night. Friday night in West Palm Beach. Listen, Pastor Robinson. Oh, come on. I'm going to be there. Pastor Jackson, I'm going to be there. Come on. Evangelist Elise, boy, I'm going to be there. We're going to be right there in His Presence. In His Presence with Pastor Tanya, celebrate her anniversary, their anniversary. We're going to be there. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this on Friday night. Praise our God. All right, Fort Pierce, get ready. Get ready. I'm going to be in Fort Pierce. Praise our God. You don't want to miss it. Starting going on the 23rd. That Sunday night, starting that Sunday night, going all the way to the 27th. Oh, you don't want to miss it. I'm going to be there. Hallelujah. Let me back up. Dalton, Alabama. Come on. We're going to be in Dalton, Alabama. Ah, when is it? The 19th, the 20th, or Wednesday, Thursday, and the Friday. You don't want to miss it. Those of you that can hear me in the surrounding areas, you might want to travel. You don't want to miss it. We're going to be there. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is going to move greatly in these services. Praise God. I'm looking forward to seeing you. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Come on, hallelujah. Come on and be with us. We're going to look to see you. Praise our God. You don't want to miss it again. I will be there in these cities with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we will be there. Praise our God. We want to send out our condolences to the bereaved family. Amen. Those that are going through bereavement hour, we want to send out our condolences. And we're especially praying for Evangelist Williams. Hallelujah. Evangelist Juliet Williams, Sister Cherie Hill, and the Williams family, Pastor Renee up in Philadelphia, Williams sisters. Amen. If you heard them, they got saying, yeah, if you have to reach way down, Jesus will pick you up. The Williams sisters, we send out our condolences to you all. We're praying for you all at this time. Amen. That God will see you through. Amen. Hallelujah. Those of you that. And we're going to send out our condolences to Mother Rachel Bell. Amen. Hallelujah. Send out our condolences to their family. Praise our God. In the passing of her mother, Miss Rosalie Harvey. Those of you that know her. Amen. In the Titusville area. All over, we want to send out our condolences and to this family, throw our arms around them. Listen, I just want to encourage your hearts, amen, for a few minutes. Hallelujah. Be of good courage. Hold your head up high. Don't worry about it. God got you. He's going to back you up. Amen. If God's spoken, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. No matter what trouble you're in, no matter what you're in, no matter what it looks like, God said it. I believe it. It settles it. Come on. You might not can type that all in, but just type in, God said it. I believe it. Come on here. God said it. I believe it. And it settles it. It's not up for discussion with Satan. Uh-oh. This is good. It's going to be good. It's not up to discussion with Satan. My healing. Come on, because in Isaiah, he said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. God said it. I believe it. It's settled. And it's not up for discussion. Hallelujah. It's not up for discussion, Satan. You can't tell me no difference. It's not up for discussion because God has already put his word. He has already put his approval on it. He has already put his stamp on it. Come on here. God said it. I believe it. And it settles it. It's amen. It's done. Because why? God has spoken. In the beginning was the word. And the word was God. And the word was with God. And without him, there was nothing made. That's in John. Come on here. Hallelujah. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. Oh my God. Hallelujah. God said it. I believe it. And it settles. It's not up for discussion, Satan. You can't alter. You cannot alter what God has already ordained and put his approval on it and put his word on it. God said it. I believe it. And that settles it. It's not going to change. Praise our God. No matter what you throw at me, no matter what you try to, you know, you try to come up against me with financial problems. Because guess what? He said he owned the cattle upon 1,000 hills. Come on here. And guess what? I'm joint heirs with him. God said it. I believe it. And that settles it. Come on. It's not up for discussion. Come on. We got to take God at his word. Remember when Jesus, come on, was going and the centurion man came unto him and said, Lord, I am not worthy for you to come up under my roof. Come on. And what he said, all I want you to do was speak the word. Guess what? God said it. I believe it, and that settles it. Oh, God bless you, Patricia Hickman. God bless you, Barbara. God bless you. Hallelujah. God said it. I believe it, and that settles it. It's done. It's completed. Come on. It's not up for discussion. You can't make me detour. You can't make me detour because of what you're trying to throw at me. You can't make me detour because of what's coming up against me. I believe God's word. I take him at his word. I believe what God said. Hallelujah. Now, had God not said it, and he's going to do it, he wouldn't have said it. His word is settled forever. Oh, Lord, thy word. Oh, Lord, thy word is what? Settled in the heavens. Settled in the earth. It's already established. Oh my God, this is so good. It's already established what God has already decreed and what God has already declared over your life. It's settled. Satan cannot change it. Satan cannot alter it. Satan cannot undo the word of God over your life. Come on. Hallelujah. For the word of God. Hallelujah. Romans. For the word. The word. Come on. The word is already in our mouth. That's the word of faith which we preach. Come on. It's in your mouth. The word is already in your mouth. It's already decreed. It's already established. God said it. I believe it. And it settles it. Hallelujah. For the book of Hebrews said, for the word of what? The word of God is what? Sharp. It's sharp. Come on. And a two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Going in, cutting to the sunder, the marrow of the bone. Come on. God said it. I believe it. And it settles it. It's not up for discussion. With the enemy. It's not up for discussion. The enemy cannot alter what God has already said over your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to know in this hour that we're living in. You got to know in this hour that you're walking and talking in. That the enemy is trying to make you doubt God. Trying to make you walk in fear. Trying to make you walk in doubt. Trying to make you give up. Hallelujah. Oh, what's the use? You've been saying it. It ain't happening. You've been trying to do it. It's not working. The enemy comes to do three things. Steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. God said it. I believe it. And it settles it. And it's not up for discussion with the enemy. Hallelujah. It's not up for discussion with the enemy because the enemy wants you to alter. The enemy wants you to stop. The enemy wants you to give up. The enemy wants you to walk with your head hanging down. But guess what? The word of God, the word of God is already established. The word of God takes root. The word of God is what brings results. God said it. I believe it. And that's Confederacy. This is what you need to say this week. God said it. I believe it. Hallelujah. And that settles it. It has already been established. It has already been decreed. It's already been declared. Come on. It's not up for discussion with the enemy. I don't care what he's trying to throw at you. I don't care what he's trying to bring at you. The word of God has already settled it. All arguments, the word of God has already settled. All sickness that the enemy trying to put upon our bodies, it's settled. We are healed. You said, well, I've been going through this for a while, and it doesn't seem like it's what the word said. What did the word say about this? What did the word say about it? We just got out of Palm Sunday. Come on. Hallelujah. And we're getting into the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Come on. He died. He died. He died. He died. But guess what? He's no longer dead. Come on. Hallelujah. He's no more longer on the cross. He's no more longer in the grave. My God, this is good. Where is he at? He's on the right hand of his Father. And where does he? He lives in you and I. God said it. That settles it. He told them. Oh my God, I'm just going everywhere. He told them. It's just coming to me. He said, he told them. He said, guess what? Go up into the upper room in the book of Acts on the first day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. He said, go up into the upper room. Come on. And wait there until you were being endowed with power on high. Oh my God. He said, I'm going away, but I am going to send a comforter. Come on, somebody. Yes, sir. And it will do what he's going to comfort you. God said it. I believe it. And that settles it. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. You can't alter me. You can't change what God has said over there. He said, go wait there until you be what? Endure, endowed with power on high. Come on. You got the great I am on the in you. And the Bible talks about how they went in, and they waited there. They waited there for the promise of God. They waited there. And when, right here in the book of Acts, in the book of Acts 2:1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Come on here. Not half come, but fully come. They were all in one place and on one accord. You got to be in one place and one accord. God said it. I believe it. And it settles it. Come on. With one accord. And suddenly, somebody about to get a blessing. Suddenly, somebody about to get healed. Suddenly, things about to work in your family on your behalf. God said it. I believe it, and that settles it. There came a sound. There's a sound in the atmosphere of your situation right now, because God has said it. There's a sound in the middle of your situation right now. God's going to bring you out. Everything comes with a sound. Come on, hallelujah. It comes with a sound, praise God, from heaven as a mighty rushing wind. And it filled the house. Somebody's about to be filled with what God has said. His word, hallelujah, has already spoken. His word has already decreed and declared over your life. Come on, hallelujah. Glory to God. It is a mighty rushing wind. And filled the house therein where they were sitting. I don't care how long it takes. You wait on God. I don't care what the enemy is trying to say. You wait on God, because God said it. I believe it, and that settles it. I'm going to rest in God. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to not lean to my own understanding. Why? Because God's word has already decreed. God's word has already declared. God's word has already decreed and declared over my life. Well, he said it, he's going to do it. That God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. It's not open for discussion. You may say, Apostle, you keep saying that because I'm trying to drive it into your spirit. God said it. What God has said over your life, the enemy cannot alter it. The enemy cannot destroy you, because there's a promise, there's a word over your life today. Hear me, wherever you're at. Hear me. If you're riding in your car on 95 or US 1, hallelujah. Are you sitting in your car on your break? Hallelujah. Are you just sitting in your car wherever at the store and you're listening to me under the sound of my voice? God has already spoken. God has already spoken. Hallelujah. And sing this song. Let the church say amen. Because God has what? Spoken. His word has already been decreed and declared over your life. You must believe the word of God, not your circumstances that you're in, not what you're in. Here, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Let the church say amen. With the church, not the building. Let the church, amen means I come in agreement with what has been said. Come on. That settles all arguments with the enemy that's trying to bring you. Stop looking at what the enemy is doing and take God at his word. We got to take God at his word like never before. Again, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. God bless you, Pastor Andre. Come on. Hallelujah. God said it, I believe it, and it settles it. Amen. It doesn't matter what I'm going through. It doesn't matter what I'm faced with. Because guess what? The word of God is quick. The word of God is sharp than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. The word of God works. You just got to work the word. You just got to speak the word. Because guess what? God said it, I believe it, and it settles it. Let me run over here to Genesis. Come on. The Genesis, the first book. In the beginning. I told you earlier. In the beginning. Come on. In the beginning, God did what? Created the heavens and the earth. He did it. It's already done. God bless you, Minister Richard Times, Elder Times. God bless you. He have already decreed and declared what his word says over your life. We must take God at his word, no matter what we're going through with, no matter what the enemy is trying to say. Because guess what? In the book of Genesis right here, hallelujah, and if you read on down, come on here, it already said, and God said. What did he say? He spoke his word, and God said. Come on. He spoke his word, so we must believe what he said. God said it, I believe it, and it settles it. It's not going to change. It's not going to change. And the Lord said, what did he say? His word. What did the Lord say? He decreed his word over our lives. Come on. He spoke his word over our life. Come on. He spoke the world into existence. And the Lord said, that settles it. That settle all arguments, what the enemy is trying to do or what the enemy is trying to tell you. Come on. We must walk into the faith of God. We must take God at his word. Come on. Not what we're going through. Not what we're hearing. Because faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. So we must apply what we have heard. Because God spoke it. That settles it. I believe it. That settles it with the enemy. The enemy cannot come up to me or you as believers and alter what God has said over your life. You must walk into the word of God. Hallelujah. You must take God at his word. Confess the word. Get up confessing the word. Go throughout the day confessing the word. Hallelujah. Because why? His word have already took root. His word have already took providence in your life. If you allow it. Glory to God. God said it. I believe it. And that settles it. That settles it. That settles it. Settle everything. The enemy cannot bring nothing to you and undo the word that's coming out your mouth. Because why? What did he say? God said it. Next time you're going through, or you're going through right now, remind the enemy. God said it. What did he say? By his stripes I'm healed. What did he say? He should supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. What did he say? Whosoever will come unto me, all you that are living heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God said it. I believe it. And that settles it. Uh-oh. Let not your heart be troubled next time you find yourself worried. Let not your heart be troubled. Come on here. Ye that believe in me, believe also in God. Come on. Why? God said it. I believe it. That settles it. Come on. I'm not finna argue with the enemy. I'm not finna debate with the enemy when the word has already been spoken over my life. Come on. When the word has already been spoken over your life, you don't need to argue with the enemy. I don't care what he's trying to make it look like. I don't care what he's trying to make it as. The enemy try to blow things up and make it look bigger. The word of God is bigger than any situation that's going on in your life right now. God bless you, Tambikin. God bless you. the enemy cannot do no more to you than you allow the enemy to do to you. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. That settles it. What God has spoken and said over your life. God's word, the word that we have in us. Come on, you got to get this word off these pages and get it in your heart. As David said, thy word that I've hid in my heart, that I might not what? Sin against God. You sin against him when you don't use his word. Come on. It ain't that you got to go out and do all other kind of sins. You sin against God when you don't use his word, the authority that he has given to us as believers. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. God bless you. Like I saw Apostle Hicks, God bless you. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. I'm not changing my mind because I'm going through a situation. I'm not changing my mind or changing the word because things don't look like it's not working out. That's why you don't walk in your flesh, you walk in faith. We don't walk by sight, but we walk by faith. Oh, it is what it is. No, it ain't. It's not what it's not. No, it's not. What is it? His word, decree, and declare. Come on here. The promise that he has spoken over my life and over my children's life. Come on. The word. Oh, my God. The word of God. It's rich. The word of God is a healer. The word of God is a keeper. The word of God is a comforter. The word that he has spoken. God said it. I believe it. And that settles it. I got to get up out of here. My time is come and gone. God said it. I believe it. And that settles it. It's not open for discussion with you, Satan. You got 1 minute left. It's not open for discussion for you. I'm walking this thing out. I'm waiting, as I was told, according to the book of Acts. Go in there, into the upper room, and wait until you be endowed with some power from on high to go through this. Why? Because God said it, I believe it, and it settles it. When you're going through, if you start going through the next day, believe what he says. Take him at his word. If you're going through all next week, get ready. God said it, I believe it, that settles it. I'm not going to open up for a discussion. It's not open up for discussion with you. Me and you can't have this discussion, Satan, because God has already said it. God has spoken. And I'm in agreement with what he said according to his word. Listen, my time is come and gone, but I want you to know, again, listen to me. If this radio station has been a blessing to you down through the years, and it's been a blessing to you all this week, hey, stop what you're doing. Stop by the radio station right here. Stop by or either call in. Hallelujah. Those of you know right where the radio station at. It's been here for years. It ain't moved. We're still right here. Stop in. Make a pledge. Help us to stay on the air. Help this radio station to stay on the air so it'll bring such as myself and other ministers and pastors and everybody else could come on to be a word of encouragement to you. Again, you can stop in, make a pledge. You can call in 632-1000. And the radio station manager, Brother Danny, will be glad. Do me a favor. And when you come in, say, I heard Apostle Curtis Watkins on the air. And I wanted to make a pledge. All right? We're not begging. We're just asking. Sow back. Give back. Amen? To the radio station. So they can help us to stay on the air. Listen, I got to go. But listen, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. It's not open for discussion. See you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, I'm morning.